Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Then AJ would probably be the significant one that we look forward to getting back this game. You know, obviously he'll be out there practicing with us all week, and we'll take it right to game time, and I'm feeling good about it.
There you go. That's Raheem Morris earlier in the week talking about AJ Terrell, and that was kind of always the optimistic timeline with him,
right?
When they said that he was week to week was, okay, could probably miss those two games pre-bye. You get the bye and the extra day with the Monday Night Football game, and then hopefully you get him back against the Bills. Obviously, very good opponent, very good quarterback, but also timeline-wise, kind of makes sense. You never know with hamstrings.
Yeah,
it's such an unpredictable thing. That sounded pretty good. That sounded pretty optimistic. And obviously, they'll monitor him all week and all that. But be really nice to have him back for Monday night.
No doubt about it, man. He's your best secondary player, and so you go and you think about the matchup that they're going up against. With Keon Coleman's a big receiver. AJ is one of the bigger corners in ball. So yeah, that'd be a nice matchup and good to have him back on the football field.
Best secondary player.
I think he's the best secondary player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesse?
I mean, that's just me.
I'm just making sure.
Oh yeah.
Because I heard you say it.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah. But I think that, what's the other injury? Moody. Don't know where he is. And
also
all over
a hamstring.
Thing. Yeah. So you just don't know. And his, you know, because of the fact that didn't have training camp and all those different things. So that I'm sure had a lot to do with it. But you know, getting AJ back is a really big deal because then guys can go back down one more spot down.
From right.
Second, you know, that's how that usually works when a guy like AJ comes back in the fold. But I mean, this defense is playing so well, flying around. That's the one thing about Josh is that you got to get pressure on him. But the biggest thing about Josh is when you get pressure on him, when you get him, you got to get him on the ground.
Yeah.
Because he is big. He is strong. He's a physical freak.
Yeah.
That can throw it 80 yards with you draped on his back.
Right. There's just going to be those plays, because he makes them every single week, where you either have him and he is somehow able to stay up and make the throw, or he gets out of the pocket and you don't know how he got out of that. You know, that scrum, and he gets out and gets extra yards that are going to drive you crazy as a Falcons fan.
Yes.
Like, it's just going to happen.
Yes.
Just sign up for like three or four of them. But get him on the ground a couple times. Obviously, put some pressure in his face. He'll turn it over. Obviously, not what he used to do.
Right.
Like, early Josh Allen was a turnover machine. One of the things that he's cleaned up best over the last couple of years since he's become an MVP quarterback. But yeah, man, now he's one of the best. He's one of the best in the league right now. Makes it really hard to play against.
Well, I mean, they got some elite players on offense. I mean, James Cook is as good as they get at his position. I mean, when you look at their offensive line, especially on the left side, it's elite over there. Big D is elite over there.
Yeah, Dawkins is a
good player. They got this
man mover.
Oh my God, I'll get his name. Number 10. He got them Zuzus.
Oh yeah.
Shakir. Thanks,
Shakir.
Bo. Yeah,
Shakir. I always get him confused with Shahid in New Orleans because they're similar.
Shakir got them Zuzus, man.
Yeah.
He gets busy. You know, they got really good tight ends. I mean, they are good as offense.
They are.
Really good offense. With him, they're good. They're good offense. And they got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think defensively.
And they got that OC, too.
Yes.
That's going to be a head coach next year
you
somewhere.
Think so?
You don't think so?
I don't know. I'm sure he's going to get
interviews. I thought he would have been a head coach 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, after the LSU times, and he went to damn Carolina.
He must be a terrible interviewer or something.
I don't know,
like
man.
That.
You know, what happened,
Joe Brady was one of the hot names in football 5 years ago.
But what happened in Charlotte, his first year, you remember that was Matt Rhule's thing. He's going to bring Joe Brady with him to the Panthers, all that. And they struggled. And so, yeah, he lost some of that shine up off of him, but he's a damn good defensive coordinator. They're a damn good team. They're well coached. They're physical as hell. They're missing some pieces on defense, which is especially their best defender in Ed Oliver. But I mean, you can. He was out there, and he made a big play against Baltimore. But you can run the ball against them. Mm-hmm. You can get a hat on a hat and be able to find some creases against this team.
Well, whether it's because they have they're missing starters or whatever, who cares? Like, they've been giving up yards. The Falcons want to lean on the run game.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're better when they have Ed Oliver. Well, if they don't have Ed Oliver,
bludgeon them.
Then take advantage of it. You know what I mean? So hopefully we see that on Monday night. Dave Archer will join us coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. Talk some Falcons with him. Obviously off a bye week. Nothing new game-wise to talk about, but we can start leaning more into the Buffalo matchup coming up on Monday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Kirby Smart talking about a big matchup that Georgia has on Saturday night against Auburn and their athletic quarterback.
He doesn't just run for like 8-9 yards and go down. I mean, he runs like a running back. He runs over you, through you, around you, speed. They run gap schemes with him. They run perimeter runs with him. And then probably the toughest thing to defend is when he drops back and he ends up taking off running. So he's a weapon, and they've got weapons around him in terms of the ability to throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, I mean, they got talent. Jackson Arnold is a really good player, and he's really, really athletic. Now, you know, we talk about, they give up a lot of sacks. You know, and how many of those sacks are him running around? How many of them are you just beating the offensive line clean? There's so many different scenarios that goes into it. But he's a problem because he is a dual threat type guy. And that Kirby's right. He's not as good as Haynes King as far as in the quarterback run, but they use him a lot like Haynes King.
Yeah. That's also his best attribute.
Yes.
Like, if I'm not saying he can't throw the ball because he can.
Yes.
But if you can limit that a little bit and keep him in the pocket and try to make him beat you with his arm, that's what you want to do. They also do, like you said, they allow a lot of sacks.
Yes.
Now, 10 of them came against Oklahoma,
that
so that's going to skew the stats a little bit. They also gave up 5 last Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So,
and A&M's defense is really good.
A&M's defense
is really, really good.
Those are both two teams that have really good defensive lines.
Yes, and the thing they know how to get pass rush and things like that. Something that Georgia
– Well, Ball State sacked him 4 times.
Okay, never mind.
There we go.
All right, man. But, I mean, Jeremiah Cobb's a really good runner. Like to run him. But we talked about the receivers, Eric and Cam Coleman. They are big-time receivers. They really, really are. And Georgia is going to have to be able to cover these guys because you're going to have to probably bring some extra guys to limit some of the running that Jackson Arnold's able to do. But I mean, at the end of the day, Georgia's better than Auburn. All right, they're better than Auburn, but they are on the road. It's a night game. It's going to be down there in the plains. It's going to be loud. It's going to be ruckus. You still got the young right side of the offensive line. Yep. But the thing about it, they got so much better. And do I think Kentucky is? I mean, do I think Auburn's better than Kentucky? Hell yeah, I do. But at the same time, I think if Georgia goes, it takes care of their business, it should be a controlled win.
Yeah, I think so too. Flip side of the ball, obviously, Georgia has a running quarterback as well. And when they've used that part of his game, that's when the offense has been at their best.
Yeah, because, I mean, and a lot of times, and for the most part all season, it's been more red zone than anything. Mm-hmm. It's been more zone read in the red zone. Now, out in the field, he's taken off a couple times when things were covered. I want him to be aggressive. I mean, Kyle Kirby and Bobo want him to be aggressive, because there are shots.
Yeah.
And
I'd like Bobo to be aggressive also,
Yes. But the thing about
dial
it is,
up those plays.
They're dialing. Yeah. He's just not letting it go. And I think that's a lot to do with, not wanting to turn the ball off. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you can't play scared. You can't play not to make mistakes.
Right.
You got to go later, especially in a game like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to go, and I just hope that they are as aggressive as they were and just ready to go from the get-go. Don't let Auburn get that damn crowd in the game to start the game. Because it seems like whenever we go down there, we start slow. We start slow. They start fast, and then we're having an uphill climb. And remember last time they were down there, hell, if it wasn't for Brock Bowers, we lose that damn game. Because Brock Bowers put on an absolute damn clinic.
Oh, man.
absolute.
I don't know if that's the Bowers game. It might be.
He was just unreal.
Georgia Tech has Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech, by the way, 2-1.
Yep.
Since they made the coaching change.
Yeah, that new coach energy.
New coach energy. Now, they lost to Wake Forest last week, but got it off of a bye. continuing to climb in the rankings, even not playing last week, which is great. Ranked 13th in the nation at this point, 5-0.
They might be a top 10 team after this week, because it's a lot of you got Oregon, Illinois, Oregon, Indiana.
One of those two teams is going
to
lose.
Yeah. I mean, so they got an opportunity to
Alabama,
be.
Alabama, Missouri, one of those two teams is going
to
lose.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Tech, I know, but I'm pretty sure they will. They'll have an opportunity to be a top 10 team.
Yeah,
they will. Rightfully so. They've been playing really well. They had their early season scare before the bye week up there at Wake Forest, but they were able to overcome that. And now they got Virginia Tech coming, like you said, playing well under that new coach energy. But it can only take you so damn far.
Yeah,
it don't take. So
well, it
far.
Did.
Yeah,
it did. They lost to Wake Forest.
Yeah, it don't take you so damn far. It can only take you so far. Uh-huh. Each Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day Day. For our Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state is brought to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By Ingles, low prices, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Dave Archer is going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with Arch as we always do at 11:40 on Wednesdays. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.